Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
I was doing the Cosmic Scope deal, and it keeps saying that I have the wrong address, and I don't know why it's saying that.
What? Okay, is your address matching the card that you're trying to sign up with?
Yeah, it should. I thought it was talking about the email address, what I understood, but I'm not sure.
Well, are you putting in the correct email address?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you tried to take all your information out and refresh the page at the top and re-put it in?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's still not taking it?
No, and I tried to order something earlier and it did the same thing, you know, I tried to order something else from some other place and it said the same thing, but they didn't have a phone number to theirs, so I sent them an email, but y'all had a phone number, so I figured maybe y'all might be able to, from that end, maybe you could tell me why it was doing that or something.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, maybe it's something with the site. Maybe when it does that, because, yeah, people do call in and say sometimes it'll say the information is incorrect, which, like you said, if that's your information, yeah, we don't know why it wouldn't be telling you that. Usually we just tell them to, like, go out of it, refresh it, you know, like, just try to re-put it in, because sometimes, like I say, it is a system issue.
Right. Well, I tried to, you know, take it, because usually whenever I'm going to order something, as soon as I start to put my first name, well, then all the information pops up, and as soon as I press it, it just automatically fills in. So I tried doing it with, you know, just by doing it manually, and I'm still doing the same thing. So I don't know why in the world it's doing that. That's the only email address I've ever had, and I don't like all that stuff because I have a hard time with it, because of stuff like this is the reason I don't like all this technology, but.
You got that right.
So, I don't know what else to do other than just maybe I'd go back to it again later or something.
Yeah, that's what I said. Usually, yeah, that's what we,
suggest.
Yeah, usually that's what we suggest. Because sometimes, like I said, if you know that's your information and it's saying that it's not correct, like I said, it has to be something on the, you know, the system error part.
Yeah.
So that's what we usually tell them to do. Just give it a minute, like just take everything out, refresh it, and then go back in and put it in and you know, see if it'll go through. Because like you said, if that's your email, I mean, then, you know, like you said,
yeah,
it's correct. How is it going to tell you that's not your email?
Right.
You're right. I'm sure you know your email.
Barely, but I do. The only reason I know is because the phone remembers it, thank goodness.
You have it listed in your phone?
It's under my Gmail account, I guess you'd say. And that wouldn't make any difference, would it? Because it's on Gmail instead of regular email, but I mean, that's whenever I...
Mm-hmm. You said something like your Gmail?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what people, that's what mostly everybody has, like a Gmail account, right, with
okay,
Google.
Well. Okay, well, good. So, but, yeah, I don't know. But on y'all's end, it won't say anything. I mean, like, there's no way you can look it up and it'll tell you anything on that end either. Because I don't know how all this stuff works.
Yeah, no. You have to physically put in your information. Yeah, and then your account comes through to customer service. But if it doesn't go through, then, yeah, we're not going to get any of your information.
Oh, okay. So y'all until didn't it, get it until it goes through.
Until it goes through, yeah. So that's why I said, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens like that. You know how these computers are. It's like I said, it's probably just some kind of system issue, I'm assuming.
I would prefer it much better if I could just get the amount, send a money order and through the mail, and then get it through the mail the way it used to be. I liked it a lot better then. But now they got all this stuff on these phones, I can't figure out half of it. So, but I appreciate it, and I'm sorry I wasted your time.
No, you're fine. You didn't.
But I guess I'll wait a little bit and I'll try it again. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll do that then. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too, Sarah. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.